Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 22nd chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1 and we'll be finishing on verse 22. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, Jesus also told them other parables. He said, "The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a king who prepared a great wedding feast for his son. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to notify those who were invited. But they all refused to come. So he sent other servants to tell them, 'The feast has been prepared. The bulls and fattened cattle have been killed, and everything is ready. Come to the banquet.' But the guests he had invited ignored them and went their own way, one to his farm, another to his business. Others seized his messengers and insulted them and killed them. The king was furious, and he sent out his army to destroy the murderers and burn their town. And he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, and the guests I invited aren't worthy of the honor. Now go out to the street corners and invite everyone you see.' So the servants brought in everyone they could find, good and bad alike, and the banquet hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he noticed a man who wasn't wearing the proper clothes for a wedding. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how is it that you are here without wedding clothes?' But the man had no reply. Then the king said to his aides, 'Bind his hands and feet and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees met together to plot how to trap Jesus into saying something for which he could be arrested. They sent some of their disciples, along with the supporters of Herod, to meet with him. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we know how honest you are. You teach the way of God truthfully. You are impartial and don't play favorites. Now tell us what you think about this. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus knew their evil motives. 'You hypocrites,' he said, 'why are you trying to trap me? Here, show me the coin used for the tax.' When they handed him a Roman coin, he asked, 'Whose picture and title are stamped on it?' 'Caesar's,' they replied. 'Well then,' he said, 'give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God.' His reply amazed them, and they went away." Once again, that was verses 1 through 22 in the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. There are two stories here, and both require reflection to understand. The story of the banquet is about God preparing a kingdom celebration for his people, Israel, yet they rejected his invitation. The people in the parable refused to come, busy with their own lives or hostile to the messengers. They refused to make time for the king, even though he was throwing a party. Then the king invited everyone, like Christ reached out to the outcasts and sinners, yet someone snuck in and refused to change into celebration clothes, either from home or provided by the host. This was a huge insult to the king, revealing that the person, like many who claim to be Christians, took the invitation for granted and refused to change. Faking faith doesn't work with God. Every person needs to be changed by Christ. In the second story, the Pharisees and Herodians, who were typically enemies, conspired to trap Jesus. If he said to pay taxes to Rome, as the Herodians did, he would be portrayed as a traitor to Israel. If he said not to pay taxes to Caesar, as the Pharisees did, he would be reported as an insurrectionist to Rome. Jesus wisely navigated out of their trap, pushing them, and us, deeper. We should pay our national taxes, but even more we should give everything to God. Give Caesar back his coin, it has his image on it. Give God back yourself, you are made in his image. Jesus said, give to God what belongs to God. That is everything, finances, time, transformation, relationships, talent, energy, work, possessions, goals, everything. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you make sure you commit time to God's invitation into transformation and joy? Is there anything in your life you have held back from giving to God? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.